Israel has been facing damning criticism from across the globe over its relentless bombardment in Gaza over the past 2 years, with Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch and a United Nations inquiry already declaring its actions in the enclave as a genocide. Israel imposed a total blockade on the Palestinian enclave on March 2 after ceasefire talks broke down. In late July, it began allowing a small trickle of aid to resume, following warnings of a wave of starvation. But the aid was too little and too late to reverse the damage already done. The UN officially declared a famine in Gaza City in August. As today marks another year of the world witnessing piled-up bodies in shrouds, spilt blood, shredded body parts, hungry cries for food and buildings reduced to rubble in Gaza, we take a look at some pictures that are an incriminating statement of Israel's multiple war crimes in the enclave. A Palestinian shouts following an Israeli strike in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on October 14, 2023, as fighting between Israel and the Hamas movement continues for the 8th consecutive day, AFP. A man carries a wounded child at the site of an Israeli strike in Khan Yunis, amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, in the southern Gaza Strip on October 19, 2023, Reuters/Yasser. Mourners react as they attend the funeral of Al Jazeera cameraman Samer Abu Dakka, in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on December 16, 2023, Reuters. Civilians watch as Gaza-based Palestinian Health Ministry workers bury the bodies of unidentified Palestinians whose date of death is not known after they were returned by Israel earlier on the same day through the Kerem Shalom crossing, at a mass grave east of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip on January 30, 2024. AFP. Palestinians who were wounded in Israeli fire while waiting for aid, according to health officials, lie on beds at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on March 1, 2024, Reuters. People walk on a road lined with destroyed buildings in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on April 23, 2024, AFP. An injured boy stands by a window lattice in a destroyed classroom where people were sheltering at a school run by the UNRWA that was previously hit by Israeli bombardment, in the New Sirat camp in the central Gaza Strip on June 7, 2024, AFP. Palestinians inspect the damage following an Israeli strike on the Khadija school housing displaced people in Deir al-Balah, in the central Gaza Strip on July 27, 2024, AFP. Maryam Abu Obeid, aged 65, mourns while sitting by her grandson Khalid's makeshift gravesite at their home in Gaza City's Sheikh Radwa neighborhood on August 7, 2024. Khalid was feeding pigeons on their rooftop when he was killed by a sniper on December 21, 2023 amid an Israeli siege of the area, forcing the family and neighbors to dig his grave at home, where it remains, the family said. Omar Al-Khattar, AFP. Palestinians react in the aftermath of an Israeli strike at Al-Ramel Clinic, which had been sheltering displaced people in Gaza City on October 10, 2024, Reuters. A displaced Palestinian child stands near a tent following rainfall in Gaza City on November 24, 2024, Reuters. A drone view shows Palestinians walking past the rubble of houses and buildings, following a short-lasting ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, in Jabaliya in the northern Gaza Strip, on January 19, 2025, Reuters/Mahmoud Al-Bassos. A child looks on as Palestinians wait to be allowed to return to their homes in northern Gaza after they were displaced to the south at Israel's order during the war in the central Gaza Strip on January 26, 2025. Reuters/Hotem Khalid. A drone view shows Palestinians waiting to be allowed to return to their homes in northern Gaza after they were displaced to the south at Israel's order during its war, amid a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, in the central Gaza Strip on January 26, 2025, Reuters/Stringer. Shahira Sama, 49, poses in front of her destroyed home in Jabaliya, northern Gaza Strip, on February 9, 2025, AFP. A view of an explosion during an Israeli strike on a tent camp sheltering displaced people in Khan Yunis, on April 19, 2025, Reuters. A Palestinian woman reacts next to the rubble of the Shaheen family home, in the Safdawi neighborhood, west of Jabalia, in the northern Gaza Strip, after it was targeted in an Israeli strike on June 9, 2025, AFP. A mourner reacts next to bodies of Palestinians killed in an early morning Israeli strike, according to medics, during their funeral at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on July 19, 2025, Reuters/Mahmoud Issa. Displaced Palestinian mother Sama Matar holds her malnourished son Youssef, who suffers from cerebral palsy, at a school where they shelter amid a hunger crisis, in Gaza City on July 24, 2025, Reuters/Mahmoud Issa. Ahmed Abu Haleib, the father of Palestinian baby Zainab Abu Haleib, who died due to malnutrition, holds her body in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza Strip on July 26, 2025, Reuters/Ramadan Abed. People walk with sacks of flour delivered after trucks carrying humanitarian aid entered northern Gaza on July 27, 2025, coming from the Zikim border crossing. Bashar Taleb/AFP. Palestinians wait to receive food from a charity kitchen, amid a hunger crisis, in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza Strip, on August 4, 2025, Reuters/Hotem Khalid. A man reacts as he holds the equipment used by Reuters cameraman Hussam Al-Masri at the site where he was killed along with other journalists and people in Israeli strikes on Nasser Hospital, in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, in this still image taken from a video shot by Reuters photographer Hotem Khalid, who was wounded shortly afterwards in another strike while he was filming the site, on August 25, 2025, Reuters/Hotem Khalid. Smoke rises from the evacuated Al-Ghafari Tower, as it collapses after it was hit by Israeli airstrikes, in Gaza City on September 15, 2025. Reuters. This photo combo shows Palestinian woman Iman Abdul Halim Abu Mutlaq holding her newborn twins Uday and Hamza Abu Odu inside the maternity ward at Nasser Hospital, in Gaza's Khan Yunis on November 2, 2023, the day they were born, Al, and Mutlaq holding the matter tent where they shelter in Khan Yunis's Mawasi area on September 18, 2025, the twins have lost their home and have lived in tents and on the street. Their father was killed seeking aid and two brothers were wounded. They have suffered constant hunger, frequent bouts of sickness and repeated episodes of terrifying bombardment. We are afraid this war will never stop, that it has a beginning and no end, their mother said. Reuters/Mohammed Salem. Palestinian woman Ines Abu Mama, who was photographed at Nasser Hospital morgue on October 17, 2023, cradling the body of her five-year-old niece Salih, walks on a beach with her nephew Ahmed, Salih's brother, near a tent camp where they shelter after being displaced from their home, in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on September 21, 2025. Ahmed lost his two sisters Salih and Sabah, his parents, maternal grandparents and paternal grandfather in Israeli attacks. Reuters/Ramadan Abed. Header image, smoke rises from an evacuated residential building that was housing displaced Palestinians, after it was hit by an Israeli airstrike, in Gaza City on September 14, 2025, in this screen grab taken from a video. Reuters TV via Reuters/Dawood Abu Al-Qas.